we worship you just because of who you are. God, we worship you because you are our provider. We worship you, God, because you continue to make a way out of no way. God, we worship you because you loved us when we were not even lovable. God, we worship you just because of who you are. Let us pray. Almighty and righteous God. Yes, we keep coming back, God, on Sunday mornings, God, because we want to worship you just because of who you are. God, we keep coming back, God, to declare that truly, God, that our hallelujah belongs to you. God, we don't always get it right, but we come on a Sunday morning to say, God, you are everything. God, we can't do this thing called life without you. So, God, we bow now and say, God, thank you. Thank you, God, for just loving us, for giving us, providing for us, for making a way, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, we can't thank you enough, God. God, you are our Father. You're our shepherd. You're our comforter, God. And God, we thank you. Now, God, we need a word, though, God. Sometimes, God, we get in weary places and we get in a place of just not knowing which way to go. So, God, we come because we want a word from you today, Lord God. So, God, we are praying, God, that the word will not be just information to us, God, but it will be transformational, Lord God. That things will shift in our church and shift in our lives in the name of Jesus. So, God, meet your people right where they are. Build them up as only you can, Lord God. Now, God, I bow before you and say, if there be anything in me, Lord God, that's not like you, God, rip it away. Strip it away right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever you give me to declare to the people, God, I will stand here boldly and do so. God, I've said yes so long ago. Completely yes. So use me, God, to your glory. So now may your spirit sweep through this place and rise up in us, God. We pray that your presence, your glory, your anointing be felt throughout this entire block. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Somebody said, let the church say amen again. Amen. As I look at you all, I feel like I need to just come down and sit there and just talk to you all for a while. Come on down to the floor. Amen. But I just want to talk to you all for a while this morning. Let's God do new and fresh things in our church. Let's go to the gospel according to Mark. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that I can just have a conversation this morning with the people that are gathered here. That they will hear your voice, Lord. Yes, Lord. So the 9th chapter, according to Mark. And we are going to go down to verse 17. And please stand when you have found it. I've read this passage from several Bibles. I even read it out of one of my favorite Bibles, This is my mom Bible, you all. This week is the week when she transitioned to go on and be with the Lord. So I stand with her Bible this morning close to me. Because it's the gift she gave me, the word. The word. So I thank my mom for the word. Chapter 9, starting with verse 17. And only if you're able, please stand. And I'm going to read this morning from the NIV Bible. And open your spiritual hearts and mind. I believe God has a word for somebody in here this morning. And it reads this way in the NIV. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out that spirit, but they could not." In my Bible, this is red, so Jesus is talking to us now. "You unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought the boy to him, and when the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us, Jesus." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe, Jesus. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. Jesus said, "You deaf and mute spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Jesus, why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." And some Bibles say prayer and fasting. You may be seated. You may be seated. This is a familiar passage to many. But we understand that God can take the familiar and do a new thing. So if you open your spiritual ears, I just believe God has a new thing for us this morning. And pray for me. When I stood, for some reason, something started to happen to my throat, but I believe God. Amen. I believe God has a word for our church. And I'm going to stand here, and I'm going to declare what thus says the Lord to the people of God. The message keeps changing in my spirit, so we're just going to entitle this message, "God Help My Unbelief." Mm-hmm. God Help My Unbelief. The last time I stood before you, I believe the message was entitled, Will You Be a Witness? Anybody remember that? Will you be a witness? And a witness for Jesus, the Christ, our Lord and Savior. And in my mind, I remember many standing and swaying from side to side saying, I declare and I decree, I will be a witness for him. Mm-hmm. Some said, I will let my little light shine. Mm-hmm. They carried it on and said, shine on, shine on. I will let my little light shine. But this morning, God is expanding and enhancing that message. God is saying to our church, in order for you to be a witness for me, you must walk by faith and not by sight. You must learn to overcome your unbelief. You must be able to declare that all things are possible for those who believe and have faith in God. So as he equips us to go out and make a difference in this world, God said the people of God just need to work on that unbelief thing. Because if your light is going to shine, it must shine as a believer. Amen. Satan, this ain't going to happen. Satan, this word will come forth. Amen. This won't happen. Don't you know who I am and who I belong to? See, I got up this morning, but my mind stayed on Jesus. So this won't happen. See, I just believe that every one of us have a strong desire to believe in something or someone. That's just who we are. However, people choose how they believe in various ways. Some take the natural and worldly approach. They believe in things and people and stuff. While others choose the spiritual approach that will guide them through this journey called life to a place of peace, a place of joy, and to an abundant life. Help me, Holy Spirit. But regardless of our approach, regardless of who we are, deep down inside of us, we have this desire to believe in a power greater than ourselves. Come on, church, help me. Am I right about it? In Christianity, it is called faith. See, if you flip to your Bible in Hebrews 11:1, the Bible says now faith is the confidence of what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. Praise the Lord. See, I didn't have this problem before I stood this morning. And in the New Living Translation Bible, it says, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. Come on, somebody. We are so confident we can't see it. But because of our God, we believe that it is going to happen. So I asked you this morning, what are you hoping for? What are you believing for? Who do you believe in? See, our morning text from the gospel, according to Mark, was written by a gentleman by the name of John Mark. We're told that he is the cousin of Barnabas, close friends of the Apostle Peter. We're told, if you do your research, and you all know I like to give you the details and the background of the scripture, so that when people ask you about the word of God, you'll be able to articulate it. You can tell them more than God is good and God is great, but you can tell them that God used regular people just like you and me to be the difference that makes the difference. Yes, 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 praise God. I need you all to pray. We're told that his mother Mary was a well-to-do widow who had come to faith and believe in Jesus Christ. If you do your research, Christians would gather at her home for prayer. Many even surmise that Mary's home was the site of the Last Supper and the home where the disciples gathered at Pentecost. Therefore, John Mark had grown up in an environment around people who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ, that Jesus was the Son of God, that Jesus was the Savior of the world. So he wrote this gospel for us, you all. He did not focus on the biography of Jesus, but he focused on Jesus in action. He told us what Jesus did while he was here on earth, how Jesus went about and healing the sick, conquering demons, casting out diseases, and even raising people from the dead. See, John Mark wanted us to know that there is truly life in Jesus. The good news of salvation is in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. So God, let us go to now this book and our text and see how it begins. How does it begin? The Bible tells us that it was an unnamed man that came to Jesus. This man was a father, you all. And yeah, we had Father's Day. We celebrated last week, but this man was a father. And fathers, I pause to say, there is no better thing you can do for your child than to take them to Jesus. Amen. Fathers, before you teach them sports, before you talk to them about girls and automobiles, you take your children to Jesus. See, my mama, I told you, she took me to church. She couldn't give me all the stuff we're giving the children today, but she gave me the Word of God. What better gift? This man is a great example. So we're going to try to walk through this scripture and see what God is saying to the church. Take us, God, to where we need to be. Obviously, this was a caring and a compassionate father. His son was in trouble, so he went to find Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to speak not just to the fathers, but to the mothers, to the aunts, to the sisters, to the brothers, to the friends. There is no greater gift than you can give a family member, a friend, a neighbor, an enemy, than to encounter the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to say amen. So as we go back to our morning text, this father brings his son and brings the problem. Jesus, we need your help. My boy is demon possessed. My boy can't speak. My boy goes through these rages and destructive behavior. He gnashes his teeth. He rolls on the ground. Jesus, can you help us? But before that, he tells Jesus, I took him to your disciples. But they were unable to heal the boy. The man told Jesus, they couldn't help me. So let's think about what Jesus said. He said, "Oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you?" What is Jesus saying here? Let's just pause for a life application moment, please. Faithless generation. I believe he was looking at his disciples and saying, "Where is your faith?" In order to deal with situations like this, you must move in faith. See, you've been walking with me a mighty long time. But without faith, you are powerless. See, that's why they could not deliver and cast out this demon. They were not operating in the faith the way Jesus had taught them. Somebody ought to say amen. Because he called them faithless. Let's pause and let's just think about that. What does that mean to us? In order for us to cast down some stuff, in order for us to pull out some stuff, we must operate in faith. Jesus told them all things are possible. And then he went on to tell them these situations only come through prayer and fasting. Now, is he asked them, did y'all pray before y'all? Did y'all pray and fast? See, Jesus was our illustration. He always went to a private place and he prayed to the Father. But I believe he was teaching his disciples and even teaching us. Don't try to fight the enemy without prayer and fasting. You must move in faith and then all things are possible if you believe. Don't you try to do it on your own. Holy Spirit. Jesus went to the man and he said, if you can believe, all things are possible. The man said, Jesus, I do believe, but help my unbelief. See, have you ever been there before? Jesus, help my unbelief. Jesus, I've been following you for a mighty long time. Jesus, I know that you're able. Jesus, I'm getting a little weary. Jesus, I'm a little hopeless right now. But Jesus, help my unbelief. The Bible tells us how Jesus handled it. So take a moment to just reflect on what Jesus did. The Bible tells us that he rebuked the unclean spirit. Jesus spoke to it, you all. Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Sometimes we got to speak to that situation. You got to call it out in the name of Jesus. But first of all, he said, you go someplace to your Father. You be in the right relationship. You pray to your heavenly Father that he will give you the power to war against the enemy. And then you call those things that are not as if they were. Come on, somebody. He said, this kind comes out by prayer and fasting. So if you've been praying for some stuff, you've been trying to cast down some stuff, the question is, did you seek the will of God first? Did you go to your Heavenly Father first? Did you fast and did you pray in advance before you tried to cast some stuff out? Because I know people be casting stuff all day long. I cast that out in the name of Jesus. But the Bible is telling us that we're powerless. Wow. Yeah. We're powerless if we don't believe. Come on, let's try to walk through this, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, get through this. This kind comes out only by prayer and fasting. See, there are certain things you can't do in your flesh. Mm-hmm. You pray to God in faith in order to get the victory. exercise that faith that God has given each and every one of us who truly believe. Church, we are called to be the difference. I just believe that. But we got to get this word right, you know. We talk a good game. We do hallelujah pretty good. But do we walk by faith and not by sight? Come on. Help me out. I'm going to need y'all to talk back to me. Somebody said sometimes you need a talk back church. And this is one of those mornings I need a talk back church. Amen. I need for you to talk back to me. See, this man's story demonstrates that an encounter with the enemy can be tough. And it's not easy. Oh, no, it's not. But as believers, we must go to God, what? In prayer, in the name of Jesus. We must seek God's will about the situation before you move. Because too often we move without God. You know, anybody know what I'm talking about? We try to fix our own stuff the way we think it should be fixed. Because we are smart people. But we are talking about the spiritual warfare, good against evil. In those situations, you must speak in faith and believe truly that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You got to believe that I'm more than a conqueror through him who strengthens me. I can do all things. But you got to get this word down inside of you and work that word and then speak over the situation. Devil, you have no place in my house. Devil, you have no place in my children. Devil, you have no place in my finances. See, devil, I can do all things because of the God that I serve. But when we have to be clean, yo, we have to block away anything that will keep us from communing with God. We must ask for forgiveness. We must get our life right with God. Then we can ask anything. We need to take the appropriate steps. We need to focus, focus, focus on God, you all. And not what we see and what's going on all around us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. So as Jesus asked the man, how long? He said, how long has your baby been like this? The father said, since a child. Suggesting that this person was at least a teenager. So I'm going to say to the people of God, no matter how old your children are, we can still bring them to Jesus. If you cannot bring them physically, you can bring them to God in prayer. Come on, somebody. If you cannot get your children, your family members, your friends to come to church and accept Christ, you can bring them to Jesus in prayer. You may not be able to get them physically here. Help me, Holy Spirit. But you can call their name in the name of Jesus every day and watch God change things. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and he hears, and he's open to our cries, you all. Amen. Come on. People of God, you want to be a witness for him? Yeah. You must walk by faith and not by sight, because we can see some mighty ugly things that will discourage us, you all. But you must believe all things are possible. Jesus said it. If he said it, that settles it. All things are possible for those who believe. When I did some research, I went to the old manuscript and say, he said, God, Jesus, help us. So what was this man really saying to Jesus? See, in the original language, it said the word help meant put an end to it, God. It means put an end to it, God. Is there anybody here that wants God to put an end to some stuff in your life, in your family? Put an end to it, God. Shut it down, God. Come on, this is what he was asking God to do. It goes beyond the word just help. Put an end to it, God. Hallelujah. You must ask him, however, in faith. See, I believe somebody sitting under the sound of my voice wants God to put an end to some stuff in this place. See, it is your faith that will bring about your deliverance. It is your faith that will change some things in your house. It is your faith that will cast out demonic spirits in anybody that you may know. It is your faith. God, put an end to it. So instead of saying, God, help me, we're going to declare as warriors, God, we need you to put an end to some stuff. God, we need you to shut down some stuff. God, put an end to it. I don't know who needs to hear this morning. Whatever is going on in your life, tell God in faith, put an end. Now, what did he do with this man? He cast out the demon. See, I believe that we all got something. God, you are able. God, you are able. Nothing is impossible. Put an end to it right now. See, I don't know your situation, but you feeling your it. Speak to your situation in faith. All things are possible for those who believe. God, put an end to it. You fill in the blank. Put an end to it, God. Put an end to it, God, and believe that it is so. Hallelujah. See, I just believe this father was just sick and tired of seeing his child suffer. And sometimes we even get sick and tired of just going through. And just like that man, we say, Lord, help my unbelief. God, I believe you. But just in case there is something in me. Just in case there is something in me that don't want to believe, God, take it away. God, help my unbelief. See, have you ever been there? You needed a little help with your unbelief. Come on, people. See, I know we are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. But have you ever just been there? You love God because you ask the question, what's wrong with you? But doubt creeps into your thoughts. Your ears are hearing one thing, and your heart is hearing a thing, and your eyes are seeing something else. Come on, somebody knows what I'm talking about. As believers, it's easy to tell somebody else with a smile, God got you, baby. It's easy to tell somebody, God will fix it for you. It's easy to tell other people, God will fight your battles. But when it comes home to you, when it comes home and knock on your door, when you're going to your own struggles, when the devil is messing with your children, when the devil is messing with your spouse, when the devil is all over your finances and all over your stuff, what do you do? Really? See, we find ourselves with unbelief trying to sit right beside your belief. They both rocking together, you all. To believe or not to believe. Come on. I just want to help somebody to get where God wants you to be if you're going to be this disciple for him. If you're going to be a witness for him. See, we have to deal with that unbelief. Having a seat right beside our belief. See, I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. See, I don't preach to you about stuff I haven't experienced, and God has been able to deliver me from it. See, I tell people all the time, don't you tell your story until God can get the glory. Come on, amen. Somebody ought to say amen. Tell your story when God gets the glory. Amen. So this man was honest with Jesus. Help me. What does help mean? Somebody know what helped me. Put an end to it, Jesus, of my unbelief. Amen. Holy Spirit, help me walk on through this now. Thank you, Lord, for my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, help me. Help me, Lord God. We need to talk to that thing. Now you done prophesied to everybody, told them that God is good and God is great. Now you're right in the middle of it yourself. Mm-hmm. God, help me. God, put an end to it. God, I trust you, but there's something inside of me, sitting beside me, say, Will he do it? Really? Will he? What's taking him so long? You've gone through this thing in your head. But dotted people say he's on time, God. And yes, he is. So sometimes we have to just wait for our deliverance. Once we've set the prayer up and we believe it, you just wait for God to deliver it. See, yes, he will. Amen. The Bible states that Jesus said unto him, this is what he wants us to hold on to. You may not see the end. You may be just going through. But Jesus said on the other side, remember, there is nothing impossible with God. You just have to trust him. I just want to talk to you this morning. You have to trust him. Stop trusting people. Trusting things. Trust God with everything within you. Once you pray, you can go on about your business. God got that. Yeah, God has it. Are you with me this morning? God has done it all for us when he sent Jesus. He's done it all. You don't have to wrestle with it anymore. We say when you come to the altar, you pray, you leave it there. Don't you get up and carry that stuff back with you. So this is our prayer this morning. As we begin to just focus on what God has said to the church, keep it in your spirit. All things are possible if you just believe. God, in order for me to get rid of my unbelief, I must focus on your word. We say it all the time, more word, less world. We can't follow the world's way. So you take your situation to the Lord in prayer. And you leave it today at the altar. Even if you have to intercede for others, you bow down this day and say, God, I get rid of this unbelief. I'm going to bow down in faith because I believe you. It's read in our Bible that all things are possible. I just believe you, God. Declare that your battle, I don't know what it is, your hurt, your disappointment, your pain, your suffering, those things belong to God. I heard somebody say back in 2 Chronicles, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. See, we have to remember that. Stop fighting God's battle. God can handle it. If he delivered the Israelites away from the Pharaoh, he certainly can deliver you from your little stuff. It was millions he delivered. He can deliver you, you all. Get rid of that unbelief. And when it creeps up, and it will, even after today, yes, it will, we're going to declare the word. What did Jesus say? He told that thing, get away from him. So you have to speak to it. You got to speak to it. So I'm trying to end this, but I want to end it with your going out empowered. I don't want you to walk out of here and say, oh, we had a good time in church, but you don't have any power. You need power to war in this world. So the answer is, what is the answer? It's the word. Use the word against Satan. Speak to your situation. And I'm going to try to end with that. But I know a song that got me through many days of heartache and many tears. It was said, Yolanda Adams sung it. And no, I don't sing. But I walk with the song all the time. The battle is not mine.